Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
Happy holidays. Thanks for joining us on our last day before the break. We're excited to have a little break and also to share some of our best ofs with you for next week. And I want to say a quick thank you to PSEA and AFGE for supporting the show.
All right, guys, we've got a cool interview for you. On the line with us, we've got Teamsters International Vice President Rom Eloise joining us. Rom, welcome back.
How are you? It's nice to be back.
Well, thank you. We're good. Getting ready for the holidays and taking some time to, you know, dive into some cool stories. And this one came across our radar and we thought it was kind of neat. And we're looking forward to talking to you about it.
Good.
So you guys have partnered with Robotics Innovations in San Francisco. What are you doing with that?
Well, it occurred to us early on that, not being involved or getting in the middle of the robotics industry on any level, for that matter, was going to be a mistake. Because one thing I've learned in all the years I've been doing this is that if you stand in the way of progress or try to prevent it, which is the way some people are going about this, you just get run over by it at some point. So we came to the conclusion that we probably had something to offer some of these companies, these startups in San Francisco who needed some political assistance to move forward with what they were trying to do. And we had a couple meetings, and we found that there was some synergy between us. They understood that in a lot of cases, robotics companies are getting beat up because of the fear of the total job replacement of workers and how that's going to come down and where that's going to go. And they weren't necessarily about that, some of these companies. So there were political issues in San Francisco where one of the Board of Supervisors was putting forth the legislation to ban these personal delivery robots in San Francisco. And once we had the understanding with one of the companies that at the end of the day we would partner, and when they started production and when they started actual operation, if it came to that, we would have basically what's known as a labor peace agreement so that we could organize those workers and work with these companies to, you know, deal with the human side of these companies. We were able to get the city to change their policy to allow for companies that were based in San Francisco to be able to do experimental trials on the streets of San Francisco. So that was kind of the trade-off and how we've been working with them. And it's helped us learn a lot about driverless trucks and all the rest of that because, you know, we're Teamsters. We're not, you know, engineers. So if you can get on the inside, you can learn a lot.
That's really cool. So tell us a little bit about these robotic delivery drivers and how your members will be interacting with them as a consequence of what you were just working on.
Well, you know, right now the prototype looks like a large metal barbecue driving down the street, you know, with R2-D2 on the top of it, directing it. So it has cameras, and it has all the technology that if you walk in front of it, it stops. And we've got, you know, in some of our operations, we have automatic forklifts now that drive themselves around. And one of the things we worried about when they were installing these was that, you know, they would hurt people and people could get hit by them or run over by them. But they've got this technology that stops if you walk in the way of these things. And so that these individual delivery robots that they're prototyping now. So, and they can be set up, you know, for right now for packages to be, smaller packages to be delivered. They're put inside and there's a code to lock it. In some way it's set up through GPS. And when the recipient gets it, they put in their code and it opens the box that the stuff's in. It could be used, I guess, in the future to deliver food or to, we see it as maybe a way for for instance, our UPS drivers that, you know, are running down the street with, you know, large packages and packages on a hand truck or some device like that. There, these things could be used and could be used to meet them to carry these packages or sometimes heavy. So,
And I'm looking at your website right now, and the photo is pretty small. It looks like it's on the sidewalk, actually. So
yeah,
these are
that's
kind of
right
like
on the sidewalk. It,
yeah,
it's
okay.
About that size, right? I said like a small barbecue. It's look is what it looks like to me. But
yeah,
it's,
yeah, like
really,
with. Width-wise, it doesn't look any wider than, like, an electric wheelchair, which, I mean, it's, like, a common thing you could see going down the sidewalk. So, I mean, it's not, like, some huge lumbering thing coming at you. It's actually pretty...
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's actually... It's very astute that you said that, because it is... the chassis is off of an electric wheelchair. So that's what they use. They're using the chassis are those, you know, those four-wheel little scooter things with the disabled some. That's the type of chassis that they use to construct the vehicle. So, yes, it's not big. It's probably not 3 feet. Maybe it's 3 feet wide and, you know, 4 feet long or something. But they're not big and they're not obtrusive. Now, I'm not sure, you know, down the road if they're going to license, you don't want 50 of them driving back and forth on Market Street or something, you know.
Yeah.
But that stuff, as all this stuff's got to be worked out as what the best utilization of this stuff is. And our members would be involved in the manufacturing of them. And also the driving, because they do have, in this one prototype in their offices, they have 15, 20 screens set up, and it's like a drone operator, but only operating this vehicle. So it's very interesting on how it's set up right now in the prototypical stage.
That's very interesting.
So what's the timeline looking like for actual release of the use of these?
I'm not sure there is at this point. I think, you know, they're going through the testing phase right now, and I think they're looking to actually have something on the street operating by mid next year. But that's, you know, all controlled by regulations and how the city accepts these and what customers they can get to utilize them. You know, there's a lot of stuff. They're basing most of their time now on the technology to have it up and running and not so much on the business side of it as far as I can see.
Well, this is definitely very interesting. I'm interested to see how this progresses in the coming months because I've never heard of something like this before. So it's kind of a really cool concept, and there could definitely be some interesting things that could be done with it. And I love that you guys are getting involved with this in its beginning early stages to just kind of bring labor into the picture and to just show these people that, you know, this is another industry, and this is a way that we can continue to evolve with, you know, just new ventures that are happening.
Well, oftentimes labor gets accused of not of being standing in the way of innovation, and we're doing exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we've got to do to be able to move forward in these areas that could be. I mean, we're not going to get a lot of employees out of this or a lot of members, but on the other hand, it could help us work with other developers in artificial intelligence and driverless trucks and the rest of it in order to be able to figure out how we can actually have some humans still making good wages and benefits in light of all this technology.
Awesome. Well, this has been great. We are almost out of time, but real quick before we go, any last words for the listening audience, and where can they find out more information about the different things that you guys are doing with the Teamsters?
Well, they can check either with Teamsters Joint Council 7, which is the Northern California Joint Council that's mostly involved in all of this, or our international can direct them to who's involved in this and who's operating in it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today. This has been great.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great holidays.
You too. That was Teamsters International Vice President Roma Luis. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.